No, that's mine starts at AM on here. We are, our first day on the second. Mine, Herrick Rishon.
I'm going to Heilig, the Herrick.
Akalim Shevidmai.
It's a very strange way to begin in the set. It hasn't told us even what Dmai is, but it's telling us what we can be made on for Dmai. And anyway, in any event, as we know, Yochanan Kohen Gadol made a Gezerah because he had found that many people did not take off the Truma, rather the Meister and the Truma's Meister, because that's expensive. So Truma Gedola is not expensive. So everybody was taking off Truma Gedola because you can just take out one little thing. If you want to be Yotz the Rabbonin of 150th or 160th, it's also not a problem. So nobody's going to take a chance on a Chiyuv Mitzah just for a couple of pennies. But when it came to taking off 10% or even 1%, that take Truma Gedola or Truma's Maaser off the Maaser, close to 1%, right? You have to take off the Truma. That already was an expense. People didn't do. So he made a gezeira that in order for people to be believed that they had done it, they had to pass a membership commitment, which was called kaverut. They became kaverim, and they were allowed to sell their payroll. Nobody needed to take Trumas and Maasers from it because they had committed themselves in front of people that they were going to take care of the Trumas and Maasers. But anybody who was not a member of Kaverut, which we use the word Ame Haaretz, the normal guy in the street, that person, if you buy from him, you didn't have to take off Truma Gedola, but you did have to take off the Maaserot. You didn't have to give the Maaserot because there's no Isser in eating Maaser, and since you don't know, maybe the guy did take it. The lady comes to you and says, where's the Maaser? You should have proof to me that it's yours, or we have to give it to you. No, prove that the guy that I bought it from hadn't already taken off Meister and had an extra on it. I mean, the guy said it was Meister. Yeah, if you can prove it was, I mean, I'm taking it off in order to make sure that it was Mufrash. But there's no fear for me giving it to you. So if I have produce that I don't take off the Krumas and the Meister from, it remains Butcher Betevel, that's an intermisa. I don't want to be Nichshal in that. I'll take it off. But once I've taken it off, for you to be able to eat it and take it from me, that's a civil question. Who owns it? And prove to me that you own it. I'm a simikavirol of araya, sending it through of the maaser ani. The maaser sheni, that's a problem. But what I'll do with maaser sheni, either I'll eat it in Yerushalayim, because I'm not going to take a chance of eating out of Yerushalayim. It's out of Suffolk, maybe it really is maaser sheni. Or I'll just be voted on some small amount of money, and then I don't have a problem. Either I'll eat the money in Yerushalayim or throw the money out at the end of the year. I mean, you're talking about a few bucks. But that way, nobody's going to be over an Isser. Everybody will be happy. We won't have any problems. Now, there were certain things that, because we'll see in the Gemara, there's a Machor, precisely what the logic is, but because these things are generally not Chasher, there was no Gezeir of Demai, either because they are assumed to be Hefker, or because there's such junk that the Amoris who sold it to you wouldn't mind taking off Trumas and Maaser. It's not worth anything anymore. They had it, so they'll take it off already to be Yaitzis. So we didn't make a Gezeira on Demai on things that are tall. They're not looked at as kosher by people. You do not have to take off Demai. You can assume that it was Maaser already. But you would know for a fact that the guy didn't take off Maaser, then already it would be Chayav. In other words, depending on how one understands it, it would be a big nafkamina. If it's because it's assumed to be Hefker, then if Lamaisa, it isn't Hefker, and this guy didn't get it from Hefker, then he'd have to take off Maaser. If the logic is that because it's so unimportant, the guy would have taken off from Maaser himself, and even if you got it from him, you can assume that it was taken from.
So Texas means this guy is somewhere selling it rent and so
he
would sell it.
Yeah, that's what you would assume, no.
The
group has it, yeah. So Hakalim Shibitmai, things that we can ignore the fear of my would be, for instance, Shittim. Shittim would be wild figs, and we'll see exactly in the Gemara which
part of the fig on the fig tree we're referring to, but they're never really mature, they're never tasty, and people don't usually sell that kind of thing. Rimon is not Rimon, you should say Rimin. Rimin is a type of wild, it's actually, I'm not close to precisely what it is, a wild bush that has berries on it. And the Ozardin are famous, they're all over the Gemara, but I can't tell you what they are. Some say they're crab apples, and there's also an apple-like thing that's apparently related to the rose. Vinot Shoah are talking about figs that never become ripe. The type of fig that even if you leave it on the tree, it won't ripen. Vinot Shikma, some say literally this is Vinot Shikma, which is a little strange, the sycamore tree doesn't really have edible fruit. And some say it's a type of ta'ina, which is so poor that it was called Vinot Shikma, as if it was coming off the sycamore rather than ta'ina. Noblot are fruits that fall to the ground and are also not going to tomar, no, and they'll blow up tomorrow not specifically, and because it will often drop fruit that are never going to become ripened. You put them in a basket, they won't ripen. Gufanim, in my book, if it needs a type of geffen, so it'd be gufanim, in which case it would be the type in anav, similar to Novelota Tamara, those things will never ripen. Some say that gufna is a type of vegetable. Nitsa is slav, meaning this would be either the aviona or the berries, caper berries, but they grow all over the place. In Yehuda, where they had a lot of og is a type of acid, acidic, would be used for tanning skin. Chomet in Yehuda, which is the chomet of Yehuda, is made out of temet. And temet is very junky because it's just, it's badat wine. We pour the water on top of the leaves of the grapes, it's not real wine. Yeah. And so when it turns sour, I mean, that's already, I mean, it's that chomet that was made from wine, it wasn't really wine. So that's really not, people are not. There's all kinds of discussions about that. As far as I'm told, you cannot make barter again, but not, that's why they don't use so that's wine. Not to buy those kind of wines.
Yeah.
Yeah, because most of the Israeli wines, I mean, the Purim wines are not really kosher wines.
Why do they make?
Cheap. Yeah, they buy the leftovers from the Golan and some wineries and so on, which otherwise would be dumped or used for making cream of tartar and stuff like that. But cheap, they buy it and they make wine out of it by putting water in it. So, and then they add a mixture that they buy from Kutzler, so the spirit. It's called spirit. I thought it has that bitterish taste. Never tastes like wine, very bittery. It's like spirit. Yeah, but you remember.
Yeah.
It's the kind of taste you don't forget.
Yeah,
they add what's called spirit from Kutzler. It's really disgusting. The truth is the Brifters never ever used their wine. There was one wine that had about that section many years ago. I don't remember now what it was called. They used to have to go all over to get that particular wine that didn't use spirit. And that was the one that they would make. Certainly you wouldn't use Carmel wine because that was all done by Chianin on the family shop. So that was some other thing. But there were Badat wines, and one Badat wine that was kosher in use. And I just have
a Carmel. She's a Carmel.
Yeah. Or, Yardang, any of the real wineries. And the Kuzbarta also is considered to be, I don't know exactly what it is, I mean, it's one of the spices they use today also, Kuzbarta. One of those, I think, Taimani spices. That you don't call Hashitin to rot. You say shitin, but okay, but all of them except from the ones we shall diufra. There are some, the diufra, you'll notice it's built on the word duo, du, and that's the type of tree that produces twice a year. It's a very, very rich tree, and over there, even the shitin are rich enough that people are marked on them. Kol ha-rimin ha-pturim, except for rime shikmona, is probably the correct here, so from a particular place called Shikmon. The Cholbenot Shikma Pturot Putzmin HaMustafot, and there's a Machlokas in Mustafa, is a place, or whether Mustafa is a Lashon of those that open crack from their richness on their own.
Omer Yoka, the reason for the pure of a Dmai in these cases is simply because of Yisharov Minim Alolo in Boinel Minahev. Since Minarov, these things grow all over the place, people are not Mishamer then. So there's a Chazaka, you're going to do the capture. And it means that according to him, even if I buy it from someone who bought it in Meister, I buy it from a Goy, I buy it from a Kutzer, no, it didn't Meister, nonetheless, it would be potter, because these things are not considered to be things that people grow, they're Hefker. With Rish Lakish on there, no. Well, Shanu Ela Demai, I mean, it would only be if I buy it from someone where I have the stuff, because if he grew it, so maybe he also Meister it. But if I buy it from someone that I know that he didn't Meister, then I can't be Semlach on it. The reason being, Vadai Chayot. So, the reason being that the guy who grows it isn't mocked it on taking off the Krumas of Meister, because it doesn't cost him anything significant. But if he's definitely not taking it off, and that's not that they're saying you can be shameless, but it comes from after a guy selling it, how do you know he didn't grow it? I mean, there you have to be marked if it's Vada. The Queen's with Yochanan. Lo Shanya being Maya being Vada, it wouldn't matter even if you bought it from a girlist, it would definitely be Kasha or Yochanan. How did you understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah says a Kalin should be Demai. I mean, you should read it, says a Kalin should be Demai. So doesn't that mean Lo Shana or Lo Demai? Have a Vadai Chayyabim? Well, otherwise, why would the Mishnah? It should just say a Kalin should be Meister. A Kalin should be Chayyabim from his Meister. I mean, what does that do with Demai? Amar Rabbi La, said Rabbi La, no. Because our Mishnah is Isaac and Demai. Every single Mishnah in the Mishnah talks about Demai. So we're starting on the Sechta realm. So here indeed, Alkalo Hatina Levadai. Here, of course, it means Vadai also. But to keep it consistent, the way that we refer to the Kiev of Mice, it's an arm of Sechta, using the word Demai. By the way, I'll prove it to you from later on. Matnita Mesayel Rabbi Yochanan. You want me to show you that we use this? It says, Michziv ul'alan patur min ha-demai. From the city of Chziv northwards, there's no Gzeir of Demai. Well, it's not there to my Vada. You do have to take off things outside of Eretz Yisrael. So is there a difference? You're telling me Vashanya Yichziv La'alan Dei Dmaya Ben Vada. Is there a difference between Dmaya and Vada from Chziv? Of course not. We see that we use the word Dmai because that's what we're talking about. But doesn't mean every time we use it, we mean only Dmai and not Vada. If there definitely means Vada, here too it also means Vada according to Yochanan. That's no problem. Now, there does seem to be a question from a bright on a shlokish. I mean, Matnita Pligal the shlokish, the bright seems to argue on a shlokish, because it says, Im hayu nishmarin chayavim. If they were kept bishmira, which seems to be telling you, that if I went ahead and I bought the ones that I know were nishmarin, that they're chayav. Well, what is that supposed to mean? Tikran Loman Ayatkarim Bain. I don't understand. Is that the issue? According to Shlokit, the issue isn't they're always brought Meikram and Ayatkar. He's signing that if somebody grows them, therefore he doesn't care because he'll take off the Krumas of Meister. So it has nothing to do with Mishmanim according to Shlokit.
Referring to these meaning that
means. Yes, referring to these meaning. So according to Shlokit, it's always talking about Mishmarim. But nonetheless, we're saying, since Ikaran and Ayatka, since the Ikar is possible to get this for the Ayatka, therefore a guy who grows them doesn't care to take off Mishmarim. That's what he's saying. So it makes absolutely no sense to say those words, that if they are Mishmarim, they're Chayavim. It's actually silly. No. The Shloki says what that, you misunderstand the meaning. It doesn't mean the particular case is Mishmar. It means Patala, he explains this as meaning Akarov Nishmarin. All that it means to say is that if it was in a place where most people are marked with these fruits and they grow them and they're shomer them for them already, it becomes kosher for them. We can't be tzemach on the Balabai, on the Amaret. That's all that it's saying. So I'm not saying that if you're in a place where it's mostly the Iker, it's Hefker, but this guy happens to be shomer, that he's not going to take off Meister. He will take off Meister. Just telling me, where can I determine that it's considered to be not important if most people aren't Shomer? It's just referring to rogue, that's all. Not the case.
So, and it's locked up with these?
Exactly.
And these mean him in certain places are no good. Other mean him in some places are good. It all depends on whether Lamaisa people are view it as being kosher or not. That's how I understand it, says Rish Lakish. Now, Asa Kami, I'd just like to come and see here better where exactly Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing. I mean, I understand that there would be a tremendous difference, but we've already established that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if I bought it from someone that I know didn't Meister, it's still okay because it's assumed to be heaven. But in a case where I actually buy it the way I normally would buy it, what exactly, where would the machlokas be? I mean, consider for a moment. Imah rov mishamrim, if most people watch this, you just got finished saying that everybody agrees it's chayav, right? Whether it's demai or whether it's vadai, there's no machlokas with Yochanan Rish Lakish, if we know most people do care about this. But you just said that. You said that according to Rish Lakish, he agrees. Then in the case where most people do watch them, and certainly Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that, if it's not a place where it's after, so then it's not after. So they're not arguing about that, right? In Ein HaRov Mishamrim. Now, if Lamaisa, we have rove people that are mafia this stuff. So I understand, Rabbi Shlokhi doesn't hold you go bust a rove. And of course you don't bust a rove. So Divrei HaKol, the Turin, Dein Demai, Dein Vadai. Everybody there would also agree that it would be taught. So that's also not the machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish. Is it that you'll say there's a machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish if it's mesta? But that's where they're arguing. Half of the people in the city are shemeres, and half of the people are not shemeres. No, like you can't get away with that kind of shit. Because the Mishnah says beferish, the Tanina, mesta d'mai. It says beferish in the next paragraph, not here, but later, actually, it's not even, I mean, I'm wrong, it's not even drawing to Makshir in this thing. But it, nonetheless, it does say that the Farish, Mefta al Mefta, is considered to be Demai. It's got to be a different issue over there. They're talking about if you find Paris lying in the street, whether it's considered to be, so there the question is, if rogue people will take these Paris into their homes, so then it's considered to be a problem of mice. And if not, because I guess it's Shaddai, maybe we'll talk about it. There are two ways in which we're Koveya. Remember that something is not Chayav in Maisa when it just grows out in the field. You have to be Koveya for Maisa. There's two ways to be Koveya for Maisa. Something that you're going to be eating in your home doesn't become Chayav in Maisa, so you actually bring it in town. That's to be Ro'ef Ne'abayit. Something that you are going to be selling and don't intend to bring into your home, that becomes Kavua for Maisa at the time that it was piled up, now ready to be transported. So it's Nidat Sori Chayav in Maisa. The question over there in the Mishnah had to do with whether we need to assume, since it's out in the street, if it's not Ro'ef Ne'abayit, was it Chayav because it was Nidat or not? Fine, okay. So there was a question whether Rove or Machlif in Labatian, or Rove was taken to sell. But the point is that when it came to Mai over there, it said Beferish that Mefta Mefta is considered to be Demai. Mefta Mefta, half the people bring it into the Rishus, and half the people take it to the Goran, it's considered to be Chayav and Demai. So the same thing could be true over here. So why are you going to tell me that Rish Lakish would have all this part? Rabbi Yochanan would say, for the topic, Rish Lakish would say different. I mean, they're not going to argue on the mission. So that's not the shot. Amar Rabbi Zeira, I'll tell you, Lo Sof Davar HaKal Mishim B'Demai, the underlying point over here, the bottom line over here, about Mefta Mefta, is when it says it's Demai, the underlying issue is not a reference to Kal Mishim B'Demai. Ella, take out that word afilu, because that kills it when the girl takes it out. Ella d'mai atmo. There we're talking about d'mai. There it says mefta mefta is chayav, not the kalin shem d'mai. It may well be that by kalin shem d'mai, there is an afkamina, and that over there mefta mefta, Rabbi Yochanan would have said even if it's vadai, not meiser, but it would still be cheskosim and after. Maybe we would be makel for mefta mefta, even though I don't know. It's possible. It's possible for Rish Lakish also. But I mean, don't bring me from that mishnah which was talking about things that are chashiv and that were not kalin shem d'mai. Now, Tani, it's not what Yir Shiruba Ak. Suffik Rov Mishamrim, Suffik Ena Rov Mishamrim. Suppose
we have now two separate issues. The city is Rov Akum. If it's Rov Akum, then most of the parents are Bethesda Stewart, because they belong to a Goy. No, Fiev. Fiev is only... There is a Fiev on a Goy because of, we made a Gezerah, because people that had a lot of money would use this as a way of becoming Kutzer from... But it's a Gezerah Rabban.
Then what?
That even if it's the Goy's Teres, that it really were Peshish, that it really, because of Balei Kisin, it really belongs to a Jew. And they,
selling it?
Yeah.
It was sold by Goy.
No, a Goy, even a Goy.
Selling it.
Yeah, but that's a special Gezerah. Yeah. If we have a Sufik over there, if we have a Rovak, and we have a Sufik, if Rov are Meshamim, and or so the Suffolk, whether it's Rover Mishaman or the Suffolk Ain Rover Mishaman, we don't know whether these things, in other words, they're also Suffolk Hefner, Kachwal. So Divrei HaKol, it just takes Turin. Bain Zemine, Bain Vada. Whereas Nichlas, Yushu Ruba Yisroel, Suffolk Rover Mishaman, Suffolk Ain Rover Mishaman, Divrei HaKol Chayavi, Bain Zemine, Bain Vada. Suffolk Rover Akram, Suffolk Rover Yisroel, so now we have a double Suffolk. First of all, it's a Suffolk, whether it's Rov Yisroel or Rov Akum. And furthermore, there's a Suffolk, Rov Mishamin, Suffolk Ena, Rov Mishamin. There, we have a Machlokas with Yochanan and Rav Shimon ben Lachman. Okay. So over there, we understand that that's talking about Kalin and Shiva Demai, and I can now see that there would be other applications of their Machlokas. Now, but talking about these fruits, what are these fruits anyway? Evelin Ashitin, the first case of Ashitin, what are Ashitin? The Shema Bereda Rav Abba Omar, Elu Shem Yosef Itachat Ha'alim. Some of the fruits in a fig tree come out right at the point where there is a leaf. Others grow on their own. These things are disturbed by the leaf, and they never properly mature. So those are considered to be Shitin. The Shema Bereda Rav Abba Omar, Elu. Now, habichurot v'amesuyafot. This is a brisa that says bichurot means the first fruit. Mesuyafot means lashon seifa, the last fruit. Harei elu peturot, meaning what? Let me find the first fruit. Elu hem bichurot. Ad shelo hoshiv shomer aleihem. These are fruits that ripen early. It's not worth it for the owner to put a shomer down to take care of the fruit. Few fruits that are growing at this point. So essentially he acknowledges the fact that, all right, people are going to be coming in and taking them. I'm not ready to pick anyway. I don't appoint a shomer. So that's considered to be like Hefka. Well, the Gemara is going to be revived a little bit more. Ubi shomer, adavar taloi, I understand. I mean, what does that do with a shomer? Because you should aim them today, people will shomer. In other words, if it's not valuable enough to worry about them for a shomer, it means essentially being mafkina. The Ibrahim on the Sea of Hod. What do we mean by the last fruit? Mishiyik Pulua Miktuot. Miktuot was a special type of folding knife that was used for cutting the ta'inim. So you would open it out, and like a switchblade, a large switchblade. When they were folded up and put away, forget it. At that point, it meant that nobody's going to be mocked to come back out here and see whether something now ripened. Remember that the fig ripens very slowly. And once they've already collected a certain percentage of the tree, it's not worth coming out a little bit that's going to ripen now. So that's the equivalent case of the Bechura. He's not mocked it anymore. There's a bit of shomer there. So you're spot.
This is
not
unto the
shomer.
If someone's not careful about the
guard yourself, the Gemara is going to go into this. It's exactly what the issue is going on. Lying on a shomer b'liyazin, habichurot hachayev, because mipnei shein b'chetkat mishtamrot. I don't agree, because over there, people, even though they may be the first fruit, but if the das of the balabayas is that he certainly hopes to get them, and then that's kotsir shamur. It's not that he's not coming back to the field; he's coming to the field of tomorrow, so he has to put a shomer. So therefore, it's okay to take it. Rav Yosef ben Chalaf Tomer, and not only that, Ashitin. You're saying Ashitin. Ashitin is not necessarily true all over the place. Ashitin people are machpana. I can tell you that the Ashitin in Sipori, Harelu Chayavot. The Shitin and Tzipori are chayev because same bechesed mishtamros. People are very interested in them in Tzipori. They like those te'inim. Nistaifu ha-te'inim v'hu nishamer sadeh mipnei anavim. How about if it's already arrived at the stage of the seesaw, the last one, but he also has over here right next door, he's got a vineyard. Now the vines aren't going to be mature for another month. Right, so he has a shomer there, and the shomer, once the shomer is there, he's taking care of all of his fields, but he's only paying for the shomer because it's worth it for him for the anavim. So what's the din over there? Is that considered to be a shemira also on the teinim or not? Or suppose he has anavim and that are already finished, but he's being mishamer sadeh mipnei hayeret. He's got a garden next door, so he has a shomer there anyway to watch the garden. How do you define that? Very simple to define. Nichnasu hapoel. If that guy would go into the other field, and say the guy himself goes into the teina field, the big teina. No, the worker. And if the balabait would say, "What are you doing in that field? I hired you to watch me." So then it was just the balabait. It's not going to love it. So it's the hakpada that defines it. Now that leads us to a case that we're going to see. Ulav Rabbi Yishmael B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef Rav Yehudan, Nifnasu La'achol B'Misu Yafak. They went into a field to eat these Misu Yafak. The Tzabat B'Hem HaShomer. The Shomer started shouting at them. He was a Shomer for Anavim and not for the Misu Yafak. So immediately Rav Yochanan Umashak. Moshe Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda rather, Eskiadav Miham. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know my business. Of course, I won't eat it." Marla Relem Rebbe. So Rebbe says, "No problem, Echod. You can eat Gesunta Eid. Shekvarnit Yashua Baalimehen. We don't care about this shomer. The owner isn't mocked on it anymore." Rav Yochanan, boy, Rav Yochanan said to him, "Well, how can you say such a thing? Sabach. The guy is shouting, I don't want you to eat it. And you're walking along saying, well, it's okay. After all, the balabite isn't makbid. The shomer is working for the balabite. He's telling you that the balabite is makbid. What kind of nonsense is this? The atom are hokey? And you're going to decide that it's okay to eat and be a goslin? Om Rav Yochanan. Yeyotim makbid." He's absolutely right in this question. We'll see. I mean, the other way of reading is that Rav Yonah is saying it Yehu Tumachi as a question, which we often ask, Yehu Tumachi. That you call a question? V'amatnita plika. We know that the Brisa says the opposite of what Rav Yochanan was just shouting. The Brisa says that Sia, Ezo, and Koranit. Now these are the type of things that grow all over the place. I mean, Ezo, you just pick it up out of as you walk along the path, and so on. So all of these things grow wild. This guy has a chutzner, and he likes his Sia, Ezo, and Koranit, right? So, imayu nishvarim chayavim. If these things are nishvar, the Balabai is careful about them. He likes his wild chutzner. So then, he has to take off Meiser from his Sia and Ezov and Koranit, even though other people don't think it's very kosher, but he likes his garden. So, Hobbegina, but the Mashmaut is that the assumption in a Gina, this is a kosher, but the Gina, not in a Gina, the Gina is being washed because of all of the other vegetables in it, right? And yet, it would be in a Gina, the Mashmaut would be that Afilo Nishmarim Piturin. Even if there's a shomer for the gina, that doesn't make the Sia and the Ezov and the Koranit considered to be nishvarim, because that's not what he's watching it for. He's watching it for the veggies. So here too, what do you mean the guy shouting at you? That's what the guy saying. I mean, he's watching it for the other stuff, not for the few pigs that are coming up. So therefore, Rebbe is right in saying you should be able to eat the pigs. Shomer cannot define this as a dover on nishmar. So why did Rebbe Yochanan ask it? Says Rav Yochanan, no comparison. No comparison at all. Let's say that the guy in the garden starts shouting at you, "Hey, what are you taking that azo for? It's in the garden. You're not allowed to have that."
You could turn around and say to him, Hare Kolo Lam Kolo Lepanef. You got a problem. You want some Azov? There's a whole world of Azov. Take as much Azov as you want. It's ridiculous. What do you mean I can't have the Azov? There's enough Azov for all of humanity. Turn around and take the Azov behind you. Stop being an idiot. You're just stomping markets for no reason. That's right. That's not considered to be. That's what I say. You know, we have to be talking about a case where I have a right to be there. Like, you know, whatever. You know, I have a right to stomach and trespass. But it was one of those cases I get ready. Like, you know, we made the claim that you did with Yeshua that you're allowed to pass through areas and so on. And it's going to say, look, you can't tell me not to take it. You tell me not to take it. It's all over the place. Brahma, what is the comparison to this? Things don't grow all over the place. You're telling me that this guy is not going to come back for his figs because most people have been mopped in their figs. But this guy hasn't been mopped for his figs. For God's sake, there's a shomer over here telling you there's a kalkola akati, but I need to come on the bamasi. I understand. I can collect a whole basket full of figs here one day and bring them to the owner. And you're telling me, well, most people don't care, so don't give us this kind of garbage. I do care. That's right. So that's not considered me. Bottle dieter. The guy's being a cuckoo. What do you mean, don't take my Azov? And it's all over the place, as much as you want. But over here, he's saying, don't take my fig. Perfectly in his right thing. Don't take my fig. Tony.
One day.
All right, yeah. What? Yeah, okay, all right. So we can hold on to that.